Heading now to the KRDO Newsline, where I'm joined by ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. And would gun control legislation really reduce these mass shootings? I know in the wake of what happened Monday here in Boulder, Colorado, renewed calls again for Congress to act. But really, Brad, what, if anything, could be done to legislate and prevent these kind of tragedies?
Very difficult. So let's start with background checks. Think about this. The vast majority of mass shooters, we have to separate mass shooting from other types of gun violence. But mass shooters tend to get their guns legally. So if you enhance the background checks to include, if in fact you have a state where they don't do them at gun shows or private sales, let's say you added those to the list, do I think they would reduce mass shooting significantly? The answer is probably no. Could you ban assault weapons? Well, you could. We did for 10 years, from 1994 to 2004. Do I think that will reduce mass shootings? Probably not. First of all, I don't think we would ever pass that law again. But more importantly is that there are so many of them now in circulation, millions of them in circulation, that, you know, if you wanted to get your hands on one. And another counter to that is roughly half of the mass shootings are done with handguns and not assault weapons. So that sort of gets you, Andrew, well, then what can we do if we're talking about mass shootings? You're going to have to go, and this is not ideal, it's not perfect, it's not going to stop all shootings, but you're going to have to maybe look at what they call red flag laws, where law enforcement can go to a judge, and he or she can give them authority via a warrant to go seize your guns. They're going to have to articulate that you're a threat to yourself, mm-hmm. i.e. suicide, or someone else, that you've made threats, that you've recently acquired a number of firearms, or in particular a firearm of sufficient firing capacity. Again, not against the law. It's just one variable that you might look at. And if you can convince a judge, you can get a warrant to temporarily seize the guns. They'll have hearings. They may eventually get their guns back. But a lot of people don't like that law either because of the infringement aspect. But all I can say, Andrew, is you have to follow behavior. You have to follow the behavior of the people. And if you can do something about interrupting that, then I think that's the more reasonable way to go. I mean, let's face it, there's just not going to be super restrictive gun control legislation because Congress is just not going to pass it, whether you like it or don't like it.
Yeah, and the red flag law, that's something that we have here in Colorado. We also have universal background checks. And again, the suspect, speaking of the Monday shooting, purchased that AR pistol legally a week before the shooting. His family member said, he was acting a little strange. We saw him playing with something, but then that would have been on the family members to go through that red flag law process, which obviously didn't. So even here in Colorado, where we have so many of these protections,
right,
there's really no way to prevent, or legislate somebody who wants to commit such a heinous act.
Right. And the key in what you just said, Andrew, is people coming forward. Family members, girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, children, workers. I mean, these people demonstrate, and this kid, apparently, according to what's in the paper and in social media, has demonstrated big-time anger management problems. I think he was convicted of third-degree assault, which is a misdemeanor in Colorado, so that wouldn't preclude him from buying a firearm. But this is a kid who was really angry. Now, it's not against the law to be angry, obviously, but it is against the law to go do, obviously, what he did. And we just have to figure out a better way. And it sounds like that we need to do a better public relations thing of letting people know, look, we know it's hard to come forward and talk about your relatives or your children or whomever. But that's the only way we're going to effectively get in front of these mass shooters.
Exactly. And, it's something that, unfortunately, it seems it's almost empty talk and, you know, bring up this debate and, you know, legislation, because really, as we've mentioned, so many things have already been done and these still happen. You know, there's a lot of talk, you know, the city of Boulder itself had a firearm or an assault weapon ban for years that was recently overturned, but the gunman this week bought it in Aurora, which wouldn't have even been applicable to what the Boulder city legislation was. So if it comes down to, if somebody wants to get their hands on something, no matter what laws are put in place, you can do it. So it comes down to, as you'd mentioned, that public relations, getting, you know, the mental health aspect of it, getting people around, people who may have some of those red flags, some of those warnings, to come out and feel as if they're okay to speak out and do something to protect the greater good.
And it goes to a large extent, Andrew, to the relationship of the police with the community. Now, we both know that some communities are a bigger challenge to develop relationships with because of their own issues with law enforcement in the past. But it's those patrol officers out there that know the community, that know certain people in the community, that get family members to talk to them. Because I'm convinced that's where this really starts, is that the law enforcement that's literally in the community every day can pick up something, and maybe we should do a better job of training them as to what to look for and what to say to people when they have these conversations, because they get called to houses all the time where there's domestic violence going on, there's guns in the house. Maybe ask some additional questions about what's going on there. I mean, it doesn't hurt anything. People can either answer you or not answer you, but it's little things like that that I think could maybe stop a mass shooting, and Lord knows that's what we got to do.
Exactly, yeah, so much to go on, and of course, this debate seems like there's a million answers that hopefully we'll find one that helps and will do some work to prevent these tragedies. ABC's Brad Garrett, thanks so much for joining me this morning, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, take care, Andrew.